You know, it's like it never stops. We got the new update to Audacity. Let's see what can go wrong there. Meanwhile, the great one just received a job offer in another state, so we'll see what that turns into. And on top of all that, the great one, because he doesn't pay attention to things, completely forgot that November the 1st was the 17th anniversary of Stating the Obvious podcast. 17 years old. Yes, one more year, and the podcast will be able to vote, even though voting is, of course, violence, and you can't have freedom and democracy at the same time. Hey, who cares? Right? All that matters is forcing other people to behave the way boomers want them to behave so that boomers and women, boomers, pretty much the same thing, can feel safe. You know, I'd love to stop talking about Wuhan. I really would. I'd like to talk about video games. I'd like to talk about my insane mother. Oh, I got good news. Oh my God, I got news. You know, Adam Piggott and I talked about porn and masturbation. Oh my God. This news is so amazing, I want to touch myself. Ah, get back, can't touch myself. Ow. Oh my God, but it's the Wuhan!
Very superstitious.
Wuhan!
Let us not fall.
So glad I got out of Colorado. But did the 13-month-old baby get vaxxed?
7 years of bad luck. You could think in your past. When you believe in things.
Tell him, Stevie!
You don't understand.
What happens?
You suffer.
Oh, you suffer!
Oh,
get your vax! But you got a muzzle anyway! Oh God, I'm blowing the fucking microphone out. Holy shit, we're overloading the levels here. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, I am the great one himself. I am fucking blowing the microphone completely fucking out. we'll fix that in post. Oh, wait a minute, I don't fix things in post. Fuck you. Alright, here we go. Got over on. I'm so glad I didn't like turn off my nextdoor.com membership. So here we go. Gary S. Did I fuck that up? Hang on. I'm trying to do something here. All right, Gary S. He posted this. Large Larimer County protest. Looks like Larimer County residents are getting tired of the mandates. Nice to see people peacefully protesting. So this is our first indicator that Gary is probably a conservative. Because guys, we need, once again, well, I'm gonna peacefully protest. Why don't you just stay home and play computer games or masturbate or you know, podcast something. Because all of those things are going to make as much difference as peacefully protesting. And that is to say, none. No different. No one has ever accomplished a fucking thing by peacefully protesting. Well, what about Gandhi? Fuck Gandhi. Okay, Gandhi was a fucking retard who was banging some underage girl, all right? So all you liberals who are all terrified of men banging underage girls, I didn't give a flying fuck about Gandhi. Nobody has ever, and what did Gandhi accomplish? If Gandhi accomplished so much, why is a country of India a fucking shithole where people literally Hitler shit in the same river they drink from? Newsflash, okay, if you peacefully protested in some geographic region and then whatever, 50, I don't know when Gandhi was even, I don't give a fuck. And then however many years later, people in that geographic region still shit in the same water they drink from, you didn't accomplish anything. You're welcome. Go fuck yourself. 17 years of podcasting. Up yours. Okay? Peaceful protesting has accomplished nothing ever in the history of the human species. Why are you wasting your time? Because you're losers. So you post a link to the article over here at thecoloradoan.com. Large Fort Collins protest decries health mandates, comma, quote, steps towards vaccine passports, unquote. This is written by Molly Bohannon or something, Bohannon. Molly Bohannon. If you guess that Molly Bohannon is an overweight white girl, you are correct. Molly Bohannon, she's an education reporter. Okay, so she's somebody who doesn't know anything about a bunch of people that don't know anything. Molly Bohannon is the Coloradoan's education reporter, focusing on Poudre School District and Colorado State University. She is a graduate of Arizona State University and Creighton University and a Phoenix native. For those of you who don't know, Arizona State University, ASU, is a party school. I know people who went to ASU. People go to ASU to get drunk and do drugs and have sex. It is a party school. Nobody with a brain takes anyone seriously who went to ASU. All right, what's this? All right, I kind of don't care. I got sidetracked by this article she wrote called "Who Passed the Larimer County's Mask Mandate?" I mean, the government did. I mean, how is this even? Who gives a fuck? All right, let's focus, because boy, there's a lot. There is an awful lot here. Okay, I've kind of spot read this. I haven't read it all the way through. There's going to be some surprises, and then the whole trail of comments over on Nextdoor is fantastic, because it's a typical thing. It's some people saying, excuse me, why are we doing this stupid shit? And other people saying, you don't believe? You have to believe in science. You have to stop cherry picking the facts. Because, you know, the Wuhan supporters haven't cherry picked any facts, right? There's no cherry picking going on. It's, by God, when I say that this is just like a religion, I am not joking. It is, you could tell, anyway, we'll save that, because there's another one. There's another whole thread that I want to read. And there's this fucking fat white woman. There's all these common threads throughout the whole Wuhan hoax. Boomers, fat white women, single mothers, right? There's these common threads throughout our society. It's almost as if there were certain groups of people that were removed from society, that things would be better. Almost as if. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm cherry picking facts. I can't tell. All right, here we go. A crowd estimated. Hold on, I need another drink. I have a Tank 7 American Saison from Boulevard Brewing in my hand. All right. A crowd estimated to exceed 500 participants gathered outside of the Fort Collins office of the Larimer County Health Department Monday morning to protest the concept of vaccine passports. The great one was reached for comment, and he said, I'm so happy to be out of Colorado. Why don't all of you idiots still in Colorado go fuck yourselves? People came from across. Start that a third time. People came. Did they? Did they have a porn addiction? People came from across Colorado. At least they weren't coming across Colorado. I came across Colorado. People came while wearing muzzles. People came from across Colorado and some even across state lines to voice their concerns and listen to about a dozen speakers with similar beliefs about the Wuhan vaccine and public health mandates, including state senators, representatives, and notable conservative names, Del Bigtree, don't know who that is, Michelle Malkin. Okay, why is a woman speaking for you? I don't need a woman to speak for me, and I don't know who she is. And Kevin Jenkins, never heard of him. Many of the attendees of the event had signs saying, quote, "We do not comply," and, quote, "Fire Tom Gonzalez," or that critiqued National Health Institute leaders like Dr. Anthony Fauci. The Jesus of the Wuhan movement. Do you guys realize that much like Jesus, Dr. Fauci, he has literally put himself up there on the cross. He is taking the slings and the arrows. He is suffering and bleeding for your sins so that you can get double vaxxed, boosted, and still have to wear a muzzle. Because the vax doesn't actually prevent you from getting the Wuhan or prevent you from spreading the Wuhan. In fact, the only verifiable effect of the Wuhan vax is that if you get Wuhan and you go to the doctor and you tell the doctor, "I was double vaxxed for Wuhan," the doctor will say to you, "Well, it would have been worse if you hadn't gotten vaxxed." That is the only fucking provable fucking benefit of the vaccine for which true data points exist. Everything else is bullshit. Some disavowed fascism or compared a vaccine mandate to Nazi Germany. Hey, I mean, the leftist made a fucking goddamn career out of disavowing fascism and comparing things to Nazi Germany. But of course, here's the thing. They actually get away with it because they're conservatives, suck at everything that they do. Well, let's have a peaceful protest. Because, when government goes too far, I'm going to get my gun. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, once again, Pagan and I talked about this. You conservatives, you can't even let Aaron Clary sleep on your fucking couch. These are people who literally Hitler. Go read Aaron's fucking blog post. If I remember, I'll put a link to it in the show notes for those of you who aren't smart enough to find it on your own. Okay? I mean, there are people, conservatives, literally Hitler, can't give Aaron Clary a ride to the fucking airport. How in fuck's name are you going to go get your gun? I'm going to get my gun. Woo-wee! When government go too far, I'm going to get my gun. No, you're not. Will you just go back to fucking wanking and shut the fuck up? Go get my gun. The protest was originally planned against the county's Verified Vaccine Facility Program. We talked about this, which was announced alongside the county's most recent indoor mask mandate. The voluntary program allowed businesses that require employees and customers to be vaccinated to ignore the mask mandate for indoor spaces. Now, let us once again, in all seriousness, remember, the vaccine, you can still get and transmit the vaccine, the Wuhan, when you've been vaxxed. This is settled science, right? The CDC, everybody else has come out because everybody got vaxxed. And they said, well, now I'm vaxxed, why do I have to wear a muzzle? And the CDC and Dr. Fauci all came up and said, well, but no, you can still get the virus. I keep confusing the vax and the Wuhan because they are literally the same fucking thing. You can still get Wuhan even though you've been vaxxed. And you can still spread Wuhan even though you've been vaxxed. We just talked about an article where 16 hockey players double vaxxed all got Wuhan, right? That school, what was it, Connecticut or whatever, I put the links in the show, right? All these students and faculty, they're all double vaxxed. They had to shut down because of Wuhan. All right, this is settled science. This is not cherry-picked. This is a fucking fact. People who have been double vaxxed are still getting the Wuhan. Okay, so if you can still get the Wuhan when you've been vaxxed and wearing the muzzle prevents you from getting the Wuhan, why should vaxxed people be exempted from wearing the muzzle? If the vaxxed people didn't get the Wuhan, I could completely understand exempting them from the muzzles. But that is not the fucking case. The Wuhan supporters themselves, the members of the Wuhan cult, are the first ones to tell you that getting vaxxed doesn't prevent you from getting the fucking Wuhan. So then put the fucking muzzle on. There should be no exemptions to the fucking muzzle requirements because you've been vaxxed. God damn it! Like, how literally Hitler fucking retarded are these people? The program, we're talking about the program for the verified vaccine workplace, voice place, whatever, right? The program was placed on pause following community outcry on October 21st, just 6 days after it was announced on October 15th. Really? So some people located their ball sacks and said something. Well, congratulations. Now if you could just get your guns and kill the politicians that are doing this to you, you might have a chance at freedom. But you're not going to do that because that would be even more inconvenient than giving somebody a ride to the airport. You just can't fucking do it. And this is why you cuckservatives deserve to be exterminated. It was set to go into effect on November the 1st, but it is on an indefinite hold while the department takes in additional community feedback. Hang on, this is a link. Let me see. All right, this is just a news article. Where do you do the community feedback? I'd like to send them some community feedback. Is there a link to where I can send my community feedback? Because I'd love to do that. All right, anyway, God, and the fucking, I'm so sick of fucking news websites with all their fucking pop-up videos and shit. According to a county statement sent Saturday, 33 businesses that already had their own vaccine mandates had been approved for the program. They will now be required to adhere to the mask mandate. As they should. We just covered that, okay? This is settled science. Once again, the vaccine does not prevent you from getting the Wuhan. Wear the fucking muzzle. There should be no exemptions. Quote, "The fact that they're even thinking about vaccine passports means they've gone too far. But not only that, they've taken steps toward vaccine passports," unquote, says Julie Fombe, one of the speakers that we don't care about because she's a woman. And standing around, as a conservative, standing around and letting women speak for you and speak for your cause makes you a giant fucking pussy. Quote, "The fact that they're even thinking about vaccine passports means they've gone too far." Oh, are you going to get your gun, Julie? Is that what you're going to do? Oh, they've gone too far. Oh, get my gun. Are you, Julie? Is that what you're going to do? No, you're going to stand here and you're going to fucking whine. And we all know that there's a 45% chance you don't even know where your vagina's at. Shut your fucking pie hole, bitch, and get your bitch ass back in the kitchen. Where is this woman's husband? Why is he letting her out in public? Why the fuck is she allowed to have an opinion? This is not a joke. Fuck you, whore. Quote, "The fact that they're even thinking about vaccine passports means they've gone too far. But not only that, that they've taken steps towards vaccine passports," unquote, said Julie Fombe, one of the first speakers at the rally and founder of Keep Colorado Free and Open. Okay, so she doesn't have a real job. She's not taking care of her family. If you have time to found an organization called Keep Colorado Free and Open, especially when Colorado is not currently free, you can't keep Colorado free because it's not currently free. Okay? Like, in order for a fat woman to keep thin, she would have to first be thin. Then she can keep thin. She said her organization works, okay, it's not working because it's headed by a woman, to enforce the Constitution. There's your second problem. The first problem is that it's founded by a woman. Second problem is that you think the Constitution is going to work. You have the Constitution now. It's not working. Well, yes, but if we just try harder to enforce something that isn't working, maybe it'll start working. You know, it's like a fat woman. Well, maybe if I just eat more ice cream, maybe I'll gain weight. Maybe I'll lose weight. She said her organization works to enforce the Constitution through peaceful, non-compliant. Here we go. Peaceful! You fucking God damn it! You fucking conservatives and your goddamn fucking sick little womanly effeminate obsession with peaceful. It's peaceful. We're peaceful. We're nonviolent. We're peaceful and nonviolent. I'm going to touch myself and think about how peaceful and nonviolent I am. Oh, I'm so nonviolent and peaceful. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, God, I came. I'm so peaceful and nonviolent. God, I fucking hate you all. I fucking hate you all. She said her organization collects money and then uses it to go shopping at women's shoe store sales to enforce the Constitution through peaceful noncompliance and plans to file a criminal complaint against the County Board of Health and Commissioners. Oh, goodness, that's going to go so far. That's going to do so much. Big Tree, host of The High Wire with Del Bigtree, which no one's ever heard of, and CEO of the Informed Consent Action Network, which also nobody's ever heard of. Right, all of this stuff, The High Wire with Del Bigtree and the Informed Consent Action Network, these are all substitutes for shooting politicians. Right, that's all this is. It's like porn, right? You could fuck a real girl or you can get a substitute and you go to youporn.com and you can type in Carla Kush and you can watch Carla getting, you know, reamed in the butt by assorted men. I mean, I've heard that. I, of course, have never, ever watched a porn video of Carla Kush getting banged in the asshole. I would never do that. I've heard about that on the internet. But this is all just, well, we could actually do something. We could actually shoot our enemies and have some freedom. But since we don't have the ball sacks to do that, well, I'll host whatever it is, a podcast or a TV show or something called High Wire, and I'll form an organization and call myself the CEO, and I'll call it the Informed Consent Action Network. This is pure goddamn masturbation. Said he'd, quote, be anywhere where they try to take the freedom of American citizens away, unquote. Your freedom, idiot, is being taken. Hold on, we gotta. Who is this Del Bigtree? I wonder how fat this guy is. I'm waiting for Google to go. Oh, actually, it's DuckDuckGo. Come on, internet. We gotta go a little faster than this. My listeners are waiting. Oh, God, here's his Twitter account. All right, he's not fat. He is a boomer. Okay, hang on. Let me bounce back over here. Just since we're doing this, where's this whore's name at? Julie Formby. You know, just anyone I want to insult on this podcast, I can really just guess that they're fat. I mean, I'll be right like 60% of the time, right? Hold on, is this her? All right, let's. That might or may not be her. She's just. Hey, we have time for this. Great one. We don't have time for this horse shit. Focus, asshole. Okay. Let's focus. I know you're all saying, great one, we're fucking focused. The problem here is you, dumbass. Del Baytree, boomer extraordinaire, said that, quote, he'd be anywhere where they try to take the freedom of the American citizens away, unquote, but he was raised in Boulder and views this as his, quote, home turf, unquote. You're an idiot. He told the Coloradoan that if people don't control what vaccines go into their bodies, they become equivalent in rights to farm animals. Okay, moron, you are already equivalent to a farm animal. You're just too dumb to know it because you're a boomer conservative. Quote, we're not farm animals. Yes, yes, you actually are, you stupid fucking boomer conservative. Quote, we're not farm animals. We don't get injected with products because the farmer says we have to. Yes, you do. We are free citizens. No, you're not. If you were a free citizen, you wouldn't have to put magic cloth over your face to go inside a building. You are not a free citizen. I do not understand this. Actually, I do. Why conservatives cannot figure this out. You are not a free anything. You are not free. You are the property of the government. Let me do my Tommy Loren impersonation here. You are property of the state. You are not free. How do you not understand this? Oh, that's right, because you are a conservative. Letting Aaron Clary sleep on your couch is too complicated for you. How could you possibly understand that you are a slave? Quote, we're not farm animals. We don't get injected with products because the farmer says we have to. We are free citizens. If it's not our body, if we lose control of what's injected into our own bodies, then what future do we have? Unquote, Big Tree said. You'll notice, however, that Big Tree did not shoot any politicians because that would require testosterone. Big Tree added that programs like Larimer County's proposal are not a step towards a vaccine mandate, but a de facto mandate. Quote, the second you cannot get into any place without a vaccine, that's a vaccine mandate. It's over. You've just lost all freedom, unquote. I mean, he's not wrong. It's just that what he's doing isn't going to solve it. The only thing that's going to solve it is blood, as in blood being liberated from the bodies of the politicians. Blood liberation. That's the only fucking solution. I know you don't want to hear that. I know you really want nonviolent, peaceful solutions. I mean, I really want a big-titted redhead. We don't get what we want. Okay? The way it will work, the only way you will actually gain freedom is by liberating blood from the bodies of politicians. There is no other fucking viable way to do this. In his speech, which served as the finale of the protest, Big Tree denied claims that he spreads misinformation. I mean, that's cucked also. Well, I don't spread misinformation. I deny misinformation. Just stop. Just fucking stop. This is one of those things that there's a lot of layers here. There's a lot of nuances here. Okay? But generally speaking, You know, Adam Pigott is right when he says that responding to, you know, like responding to the mainstream media is validating the mainstream media and all this other stuff. There, like I said, there are some nuances here and yada, yada. I can't go into it right now. We don't have time. But this is a great example. I'm never going to come on this podcast and deny that I spread misinformation. Like, that is just pure fucking gay. Come on, get up there, say what the fuck you think is true based on evidence you've seen. When you're sitting here saying shit like, well, I deny that I spread misinformation. I mean, that just makes you look like a fucking woman. It makes you look weak and spineless. Oh, wait, you are weak and spineless. You're a conservative boomer. Never mind. Moving on. In his speech, which served as the finale of the protest, Bigtree denied claims that he spreads misinformation, said the vaccine is not designed to stop the virus, but to reduce or hide its symptoms. The CDC says that. The CDC says that the fucking vax reduces the symptoms. 16 hockey players who were double vaxxed but got the fucking Wuhan anyway tell us that the vax does not stop the virus. God damn it! Said the vax is not designed to stop the virus, but to reduce or hide the symptoms, which in turn creates super spreaders, and that the unvaccinated are the heroes of the pandemic. No, the unvaccinated are just the purebloods. The unvaccinated are the people that 10 years from now will still have immune systems and be able to reproduce, which that there's my wet dream. God, I hope that happens. I'm not saying it will, but God, I hope it does. Malkin, a longtime conservative commentator that no one's ever heard of, spoke just before Bigtree and made many of the same points, ending her, another goddamn woman, ending her speech with the chant, they're chanting, ending her speech with the chant, quote, this is the land of the free and you can't mandate me, unquote. Yes, they can mandate you, you stupid bitch. You are the property of the government. You are in a county that has a mandate that says for you to go in a building, you have to put cloth on your face. They can fucking mandate you. They can, they have, they will. How do you conservatives, I mean, I understand you're brain dead, but how are you so brain dead that you can live in the fantasy world where you think the government cannot force you to do things that the government is actively forcing you to do? Nothing can stop us if we stand together, she said to loud applause, just so long as nobody asks me if I can give them to a ride to the airport. We will not stand for the lies of big media shills who get billions of dollars in pharmaceutical advertising. Well, yes, you actually will. You are. You're doing it right now. How are you this delusional? Never rhetorical question. All right. State Representative Mark Baisley, Republican from Roxborough Park, who also spoke against the idea of vaccine passports and mandates, told the Coloradoan that even though the program was put on pause and is being reconsidered, it is still important to show up and voice concerns. Quote, if you're winning, keep doing the smart thing. Well, I assume he's talking about liberals because conservatives are not winning. Conservatives are verified losers. That's settled science. This is more settled science. Conservatives have lost, right? It's over. That's settled science. The libtards, the freetards, the boomers, the women, the trannies, the fags, they've won, right? That's why the rainbow flag and the tranny flag and the black power flag, that's why those flags are flying. They won. So I don't know who fucking Representative Mark Baisley is talking about here, because he's certainly not talking about anybody on his side. Quote, if you're winning, keep doing the smart thing. Don't let up because you won. Drive the point home and make it stick. Unquote, Baisley said. Wow, that is just as fucking gay and effeminate as you can get. Don't let up because you won. Drive your point home and make it stick. Just make sure you do it peacefully and non-violently. Piece of shit. Fort Collins police estimate there were more than 500 people at the event, though a number of speakers said the crowd was in thousands. I don't trust any of you to be able to count past three, so it doesn't matter. Mark Edmondson, a Larimer County resident, came to the protest to show support for people who don't want to receive the vax. He said that he used to be an employee of the county, but quit when his company began to require vaxes, even though he hadn't received it because he doesn't, quote, like to be controlled, unquote. Quote, I'm just not going to comply. I'm done with that, he said, adding that he had friends who he believed had stronger immunity than those who received the experimental vaccine. That's nice. You have beliefs. That's great. I believe that the CSU women's volleyball team should have sex with me. Oddly enough, they're not showing up to do that. You know why? Because my beliefs don't fucking matter. Okay, how about data? I have data that tells me 16 hockey players who were double vaxxed still got the Wuhan anyway. See, that's data. Okay, your Wuhan fucking vax doesn't do anything. Isn't this interesting how we keep hearing that the problem with the Wuhan outbreak is the unvaxxed people, all right? But when you look at the news, you see article after article after article about, oh my God, we can't figure that. These 16 hockey players were double vaxxed and they got Wuhan. This college, 99% of the people were double vaxxed, but they had to shut the college down because of Wuhan outbreak. How is it that the unvaxxed are the problem, but all the news articles are talking about all these double-vaxxed people that got Wuhan? Similar to Edmondson, Wendy Fay, a woman whose opinion no one cares about because she's probably overweight and she should lose weight and fucking be loyal to her husband and raise some children and shut the fuck up, said she came to protest because she felt, because she has feelings, because she's a woman, and she can't find her vagina, and so she just feels instead because it makes her feel good to have feels. A vaccine mandate or passport would be, quote, taking away our freedom, unquote. She also said she feared rioting and violence if a program similar to the proposal was implemented because of how passionate people are. People are about their right to make healthcare. No, there will not be a fucking riot or violence if the cuckservatives are forced to get vaxxed, because the cuckservatives are cowards. Conservatives are pussies. They are cowards. They can run around and try to LARP like they're going to do something about it, but they're not going to do jack fucking shit. Let's get real. All right, let's bounce over here. Next door. Now let the games begin. So that was Gary. So Gene jumps right in. Says, I would encourage you to read this NIH study below, which analyzed data collected from the White House Wuhan team. The NIH is the gold standard in the medical industry. Very confusing data from these vaxes. John Mercer shows up and replies to that and says, Gene, as a former virologist, everybody's a virologist nowadays, I would encourage you to stop spreading misinformation. There's your first clue that John will not present any actual evidence that the information Gene linked to is wrong, right? Stop spreading misinformation. That's something people say when they have no evidence to support whatever bullshit they believe. You're spreading misinformation. Okay. This is in no way an NIH study. Now, that may be true because the average person doesn't know what a study is. I grant him that's a possibility. We'll get to the actual link in a second. Give me a minute. This is in no way an NIH study. You linked to the National Library of Medicine's PubMed, an NIH website that is a database of papers. That is why NIH.gov is in the URL. Right, so it's a government website. Remember the government? The people that are telling you the Wuhan vaccine works? The people who are telling you, the government. You remember the government, right? This is a government website. So how is it misinformation if it's on a government website? Are you accusing the government of the United States of spreading misinformation on the Wuhan? I'm really confused at this point. The fact that you neither know this nor that the I in the NIH is plural suggests that you are just superficially grasping at whatever you can to support your presuppositions instead of examining the data. Say, this is a Wuhan cultist accusing someone else of grasping at whatever you can to support your presuppositions instead of examining data. This is a person that if you said, hey, there's 16 hockey players over here who were double vaxxed, and they all got the Wuhan. Maybe the vax doesn't stop the Wuhan. This person would grasp at whatever he could grasp at to support his presupposition that you should get vaxxed to protect yourself from Wuhan. Right? I mean, this is literally Hitler, like watching two retarded children in a sandbox arguing about which of them is least retarded. Right? This is literally Hitler, the definition of the meme that even if you argue on the internet and you win, it doesn't matter because you're still retarded. The data aren't confusing. The decision to examine only a single week of cases while ignoring their severity and fatality is the problem. You mean kind of like the Wuhan supporters ignore all the data about, how accurate is the test? The numbers of how many people supposedly have the Wuhan versus how many actually die, all this other shit. So anyhow, I jumped over, I followed the link. Here's the paper. The paper is called Increases in Wuhan Are Unrelated to Levels of Vaccination Across 68 Counties. Across 68 countries and 2,947 counties in the United States. I have not read this or anything like that. I'll put the link in the show notes. So I don't know what's in here. I'm not making any statements about it. Is it a study? Well, we used data provided by the Our World in Data. So they took some data that other people collected and they put it in some charts. That's the really short version. How do you define study? I mean, they did something. They took some data, they crunched it. We could question where the data comes from. We could question, the validity. Yeah, there's a lot of things we can question here, but so what? Well, see, I mean, where does the data on all these websites tracking the Wuhan death come from? They just take other people's data and put it on the internet. So then a bunch of people show up to suck John's dick. Jake says, couldn't have said it better myself. And then Nick shows up and says, you're right. I'm assuming he didn't understand that the paper was pulled from a research database and wasn't explicitly published by the NIH. Regardless, could you, as a former virologist, provide some insights into exactly what is wrong with the paper itself? All that Gene said was that the data presented by the researchers was confusing, and I have to agree. Which is actually kind of true. He did just say that he said, very confusing data from these vaccines, right? I would encourage you to read the study, analyze data, very confusing. He didn't say I agree with it. He didn't say I disagree with it. Notice all the projection here. See, he literally, Hitler said, I encourage you to read this. It's very confusing. And science, this is, once again, this is what science has become. If you just say, hey, here's this study, give it a read. It's really confusing. You're anti-science. You're anti-vaxxer. We're going to attack you. And these people think they're not religious. These people, literally Hitler, think they are not members of a religious cult. These are people who literally Hitler think they are sane and rational. John responds, sure, I wouldn't expect a correlation between vaccination rate and the number of cases over a 7-day period because case frequency goes up and down in waves. We are currently on the downside of one here. Wait, if you're on the downside of one where? If you're on the downside of a wave, why are you muzzling? What? What I expect to see is vaccinated people vastly underrepresented among those with severe disease and in the grave. That's what I've seen beyond any shadow of a doubt. Citation needed. Go to the NIH, Gene jumps in, goes to NIH.gov and look it up yourself. It links directly to the article. I understand that you're stating this article was compiled by research from Harvard University and not actually in the NIH, but it was peer-reviewed, which means nothing, as we all know. Otherwise, it would not have made the NIH.gov site, and that's not true. The NIH's website will put anything that supports them. The article was vetted, doesn't matter. So you can stop the mudslinging. It's the real deal. I would be interested to know how you can refute this article as junk and fake news. Well, simple, religion. Then we got Kel. Kel jumps in and says, y'all people that are pro-mandate, pro-vax, educate yourselves and read. Oh, here's another. Increases in Wuhan are unrelated. That's what we just read. Okay. And then, okay, wine. Oh, my God. All right, so now we're just degenerating. Hold on. I'm reading fast because we don't have time for this. You could call him yourself. You could just stop being an idiot. That's an option. Then here's people telling you don't seem to have read it because, you know, nobody can fucking understand. Then here it starts from the fucking vaxxers. John must also be, they are, this is in sentences. John must also be, they are QAnon with all their quack solution supporters. It blows my mind they will forego a vaccine, but take medication that a doctor can't legally prescribe for the condition. What medication is that? Rose responds, I read it all, especially the last part about humility and respect, which I was referring to. Jesus Christ. By the way, I have one master's degree in immunology and one in public health. Great, a woman with a fucking college education. I care even less. All right. My issue with the protest is aligning with Michelle Malkin, who openly endorses white nationalists and Holocaust supporters, and who wrote a book defending Japanese internment and racial profiling for the sake of national security. She's not pro-freedom. Okay, but you're not pro-freedom either. And you know who else defended Japanese internment? The Democrat Party and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. What is the book you're referring to? You can research her history here. Oh, a Wikipedia article. There's where I go for accurate information. Wikipedia. The book apparently is In Defense of Internment, The Case for Racial Profiling in World War II and the War on Terror by Michelle Malkin. While the book isn't without some nuance, it's still a defense of violating civil liberties for the sake of national security. Yes, because liberals are really opposed to violating civil liberties. Get your vax or you can't leave your house. Then here's the required, there are a reason for the mandates. This thing should have been over months ago, but by God, it's freedom, not ours. Thanks for nothing. I don't know what that sentence means, but by God, it's freedom, not ours. Then John comes in and says, this thing should have been over months ago, like 18 months ago. We could have beaten this with testing and contact tracing. Once again, nobody understands how vaccines work. Like, why couldn't we just beat the flu? Why is the flu still around? All we needed was testing and contact tracing. The flu would go away forever. Then, of course, we have some fucking white woman who says, IMO, the protesters are selfish and ignorant. Look at the hospital's ICU population. There's nothing to look at because there are no actual numbers. It's all fake statistics of 105%. John says, Valerie, have you heard of the recent superbug? These cases are actually filling up ICUs in some areas. It's caused by a compromised immune system. Experts talked about this happening last year, not getting a daily dose of immune system checks and balances. I guess it's from people who stay inside all day and wear a mask in the car and during basically every moment of their lives. Are you aware of that? How ironic, the superbug. The vaccinated people are filling up ICUs, but you don't talk about that. Then now we get into the argument about what is a superbug and what isn't. You know, and then, oh, I think you have it wrong. Superbugs are a problem in ICUs, but that's exasperated by Wuhan patients filling them up. So you see, yes, oh yeah, there's people with the superbug in the ICU, but the real problem is still the people with Wuhan. No matter what happens, the quote unquote, the real problem is always going to be, you know, white supremacists and the fucking anti-vaxxers. That's always going to be the real problem. This is never going to go away. Not until somebody liberates the blood from the bodies of the politicians. Nothing more to say. Very superstitious. The devil's on his way. Rushing my pervader. Overlooking race. 7 years of murder. Good things in your past. Mm-hmm. You believe in things that you don't understand. Let's take this out a little bit further. Here we go. Okay, where we go. I'm going to try to do screenshots of all this too. Oh my God. Okay, Michelle, of course, a woman, says, I hope the protesters all get Wuhan and die. Well, as you can see, these... Okay, if you hope the protesters all get Wuhan, why are you trying to force them to wear a muzzle so they don't die? right? I hope everyone who got vaxxed dies. You're not going to see me out there protesting, like, for the government to, like, stop vaxxing people or to fund finding a solution for the deaths of the vaxxed people or whatever it is. If you hope that the unvaxxed, if you hope that the purebloods die so much, well, why are you so obsessed with doing these things that are going to prevent the purebloods from dying? And well, it's because you're overflowing the ICUs. Okay, then don't put them in the ICU. Make a goddamn law says if you're not vaxxed, you're not allowed to go to the ICU. You're going to sit here and you claim you want these people to die. Then fucking back it up with some action. Tim says, nope, we will live with it forever. John says, Tim, we don't know that for certain. The most likely end is that the virus will evolve to become less virulent, like the other four coronaviruses that cause colds and fail to induce lasting immunity. How long that will take is the bigger question. Then there's the standard response. I don't understand what part of being in a global pandemic people don't understand. I just don't understand. How do they not understand? It's a global pandemic. But it's not. It isn't. And of course, yeah, we finally get to Trump. This is awful. These people think they are fighting for freedom. They are ruining it. They're ruining freedom by not wanting to put cloth over their faces and have to get vaccinated. They're ruining freedom. This is the sickness. And remember, conservatives, these are the people who have won the war against you. These are your masters. These are the people who control the society you live in. They control the movies. They control the media. They control the corporations. They control music. They control government. They control the corporations. I said that already. They control everything. These people control everything. You control nothing. And these people are dumber than fuck. What does that say about you? This is awful. These people think they are fighting for freedom. They are ruining it. Shame what they are doing to our flag. Trump has poisoned their minds. Disgusting. Oh, disgusting. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. All right, now we have an argument about where more people have died, the United States or Australia. Which, you know, again, so deaths per million. Okay, thank you. Looking at the numbers, you're aware how deaths are counted. Three close instances where three people died. Did not die of the Wuhan and labeled as a Wuhan death. Yeah, of course, because the information is fake. We know that. Yeah. All right. Get the vaccine, in my opinion. Nobody asked for your opinion. Please shut up. You should find another platform to spread disinformation. Oh, disinformation. See, again, it's like you have no fucking arguments. It's just disinformation. It's disinformation. It's disinformation. It's disinformation. Squawk. Disinformation. Squawk. Disinformation. Squawk. James comes in. This is funny. James says, "You all are doing such a great job of convincing each other of your opinion. I really think you are using your time wisely." That's so out. You're all a bunch of fucking morons. You're literally Hitler fucking retarded children arguing about who is most retarded. And finally, at the very end, it said, Gary Post, meantime, I'm closing this conversation. Discussion was closed 15 hours ago. Gosh, no more retarded kids arguing about who's the most retarded.